Welcome to Super Together. I'm James Cochran. There is so much I want to say. I have so many opinions. The world as many thought it was is being cracked open, and the world as it actually is shines through for all to see. And it is not pretty. Stop, stop, I hear myself say. Go no further down the path of politics, of position taking. This podcast is meant to focus on relationships. But what does it mean to be in relationship? Another part of me asks. What is the essential primary unit? I am in relationship when I move from me-ness to us-ness. Thus, I am always in relationship. I am in relationship with black humans, indigenous humans, and all humans of color. I am in relationship with all the other humans as well. And if this podcast is meant to honor the relationship, it must be present to the pain in all of our relationships, the things that make it hard for us to be people right now. It is hard to be black and see your sisters and brothers murdered by law enforcement again, again, again. It is hard to be white and be aware, maybe for the first time, that the world you've enjoyed has been an unmitigated horror show for pretty much everyone but you. It is hard to make sense of all the following relational words: slavery, murder, genocide, racism. It is hard to understand what justice means when describing violence on historical scales. Violence and lives lost, yes, but violence also in families ripped apart by a judiciary that treats people of color differently. It is hard to do the math of human responsibility. How many bad apples before the crop is determined a loss? What about all the other apples? It is hard to do the math of human suffering. How much shouting, how much verbalization of generations of hardship should be withstood before dispersing chemical irritants? It is hard to do the math of human lives, to determine how many people must die before it is acceptable to burn department stores. I'm starting to think this isn't a math problem. In fact, perhaps we can find the genesis of our present dismay in the evil of human-to-dollar conversion tables, of deciding how many humans must be stolen and trafficked to turn a profit on cotton, sugar, and indigo. No, not a math problem. A relational one. If I had two lovers sitting on my couch, and one said, "Why should I take the blame for the sins of other lovers who have wounded her in the past?" Blame, I say, no, not blame. But if you are to be in relationship with her, you must honor the fullness of her pain and how the story of her life has shaped that pain. You must accept it as real. You must acknowledge the ways in which you are not perfect right now, and how that imperfection has made her life more difficult. This is a hard lesson, but it is the foundational one. It is how you move from me to us.